This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
I'm not allowed to use the toaster anymore.
Did something bad happen?
I set something on fire.
Were you doing an experiment?
More like I tried to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and then I turned the thing too far, and then there was smoke, and then there was fire.
Okay. And that's what got you interested in engineering.
Not exactly. More like it's what made it so I couldn't use a toaster anymore.
That's Emma Pleasance, a sophomore soon to be junior at Laney High School. She's not allowed to use the toaster, but that's no big deal because Emma knows how to build robots. Who needs a toaster? She's been a part of the new Hanover County robot team called Wired Wizards for 2 years now.
Wired Wizards were a nonprofit organization affiliated with FIRST Robotics. Each year, FIRST gives us a challenge to build a robot. This year, we built a robot named Orville that could climb, shoot balls into, we called them boilers, but they were more like goals that were high and low. We take these big plastic gears from one end of the course to another and then put them on pegs.
How did you get involved with the Wired Wizards?
My friend actually introduced me to the Wired Wizards. We don't really advertise it, but people usually end up finding us. I didn't really have much background in engineering before that, but I really enjoy it, even though engineering may not be a field that I personally want to go into. A lot of the people in Wired Wizards wish to go into a field of engineering, and a lot of our seniors got accepted to places like Duke, State, in engineering programs with scholarships.
Last year, the Wired Wizards built a robot named Susan. Emma was part of the programming team then. This year, she's been on the build team.
Programming was a lot of memorization, repeating codes. Build team was a lot more hands-on. I got to learn things that I didn't really get to learn as much on programming. I learned how to use saws, welds, and which way a screw goes. That took a lot of hands-on learning.
You're learning the actual nuts and bolts, literally, of making a robot on the build team.
Yes. All of our robot was built by our students. And so it was also programmed by our students. We have mentors that help us out, but they can't do anything on the robot per se. And throughout the whole process, it's mainly us doing everything, cutting, welding, screwing, just everything is the students.
Last year's robot was mostly made out of wood. This year, Orville has been mainly constructed from metal. I asked Emma to describe him.
Pretty large, about the size of table, like a dinner table, and we have LEDs going all around them that are rainbow colored and that shine a lot. We have shooters in the back, a big metal, it looks like a V in the front to hold onto gears, and the inside is full of wires and motors and all things that we put together ourselves.
Does it move?
It does. We have mechanum wheels this year that make it so we can go 360 degrees, which our programming team programmed, so we can move in any direction. We take our robot on exhibitions all over the county. We also have sister teams, Pender and Brunswick, that also take their robot all around the different counties. Usually during the season, we take them to different schools to show people about engineering. A lot of stuff we do now is contacting, networking, applying for grants, and that's also all done by students.
That was Wired Wizard Emma Pleasance. You can see a picture of Orville on our website and find information about the group's fundraiser and mentoring opportunities. Visit WHQR.org.